AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump says he doesn't think much of the CIA's conclusion that Russia interfered in the presidential election and tried to help him win.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it. I don't know why. And I think it's just, they talked about all sorts of things. Every week it's another excuse. We had a massive landslide victory.
He was on Fox News Sunday on ABC's This Week. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill said there needs to be a bipartisan investigation into Russia's possible role in the election.
I'm not questioning that Donald Trump won the election, but there's nothing more sacred than our democratic process in the United States. And we've got to make sure that put aside partisan politics and make sure that we're getting to the bottom of all of this.
Snow will cover the Great Lakes in the Northeast ahead of an expected dip into Arctic cold temperatures. Chicago's Streets and Sanitation Commissioner Charles Williams had some advice for people who might head out in bad weather.
Please watch out for our plow trucks. They're on the street. Drive according to the weather. Slow down, drive according to the weather, and you'll be fine.
Wintry weather mostly moved out of the plains overnight, leaving parts of Minnesota with up to a foot of snow and pushed into Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. Jury deliberations have started for the man who's charged with second-degree murder for the shooting death of retired New Orleans Saints star Will Smith. Kevin McGill has more.
Both sides had closing arguments. A total of 6 hours in the murder case, Cardale Hayes being the person who shot Will Smith to death on April 9th. Hayes had insisted he only fired after he saw a gun in Will Smith's hands. Prosecutors in their closing arguments hammered home that the only person to say there was a gun in Will Smith's hand among 20 witnesses was Hayes himself.
Kevin McGill reporting from New Orleans. This is AP Radio News. The town revered as the site of Jesus' birth has held a festive Christmas parade.
Colorful floats featuring nativity scenes, the wise men and Santa made their way through the West Bank city of Bethlehem Sunday.
We're really happy for such an event.
Hopefully it will bring peace and joyful to all the Palestinian people and all the world.
Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity is built on the site where Christians believe Jesus was born. I'm Steve Coleman.
The Mohawks are the first tribe to take down a federal dam. Federal officials say a St. Regis River project is the first removal of an opening hydroelectric dam in the New York State area and the country's first decommissioning of a federally licensed dam by a Native American tribe. It comes a century after the first commercial dam was built on the river, blocking the spawning runs of salmon and sturgeon. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.